Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Isaiah prophesied during the reign of Uzziah, of Jotham, of Ahaz, and of Hezekiah. Isaiah 1:1. Uzziah was basically a good king, so long as he listened to Zechariah, his counselor. When Zechariah died, Uzziah turned away from the Lord. He sinned grievously by going into the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. 2 Chronicles 26:16. Jotham had many good qualities, but would not enter the temple of the Lord. His actions led the people of God to do corruptly. 2 Chronicles 27:2. Ahaz was an abominable king. He walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, made molten images to the Baals, burned incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and even burned his own children as sacrifices to heathen gods. 2 Chronicles 28:2 and 3. Ahaz was the father of Hezekiah. Jotham was his grandfather, and Uzziah was his great-grandfather. With these three men in his immediate ancestry, how can one explain the goodness and the faithfulness of Hezekiah? So far as I am concerned, there is one and only one explanation. Every man is a free moral agent with the ability to choose the way of life he will follow. No man is evil just because his parents and grandparents were. Nor is he good because his ancestors were good. Obviously, our parents and grandparents influence our lives. But we are free to serve God and do right, or we can reject God and do wrong. The choice is ours, regardless of how our family members have lived. Hezekiah began to reign in Judah when he was 25 years old, and reigned for 29 years. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. Ahaz, Hezekiah's father, had shut the doors of the house of the Lord, 2 Chronicles 28:24. In the very first year of his reign, Hezekiah opened the doors of the house of God and repaired them, 2 Chronicles 29:3. He then brought the priests together and said to them, "Sanctify now yourselves, and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry out the filthiness out of this place." 2 Chronicles 29:5. The king resolved to make a covenant with the Lord God, so that God's wrath would be turned away from the nation. 2 Chronicles 29:11. Hezekiah urged the people of Israel to come to Jerusalem to observe the Passover. Apparently, they had not been celebrating the Passover as the law of Moses prescribed. Couriers were sent throughout the land to call the Israelites to the Passover. The couriers passed through Ephraim and Manasseh and went as far as Zebulun. Tragically, the people in those areas of northern Israel laughed the couriers to scorn and mocked them. However, there were some from those tribes who did go to Jerusalem to worship. Also in Judah, the hand of God was to give them one heart to do the command of the king and of the princes by the word of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 30:12. Early in his reign as king of Judah, Hezekiah initiated a reformation. He broke the images, cut down every vestige of idol worship, and broke in pieces the brazen serpent Moses had made. For unto those days the children of Israel burned incense to it, and called it Nehushtan, literally a bit of bronze. Hezekiah trusted the Lord God of Israel, so that after him there was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. For he clung to the Lord, and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments which the Lord commanded him. What a great king Hezekiah was! Thank you, and may God bless you.